Will y'all pray with me? Father, I just thank you for an opportunity just to share your story. And I just pray that it would be your words and not mine. And so just be with us tonight as they hear this. Father, in your name I pray. Amen. My name is Eddie. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from pride and pornography. I was born into a pastor's family, and I cannot remember a time I was taught about the love of Christ. I cannot remember a time where I wasn't taught about that. Growing up in the church, I remember wanting to imitate my family, especially my father. He was everything I wanted to be when I grew up. He taught me about Jesus. He clearly communicated the gospel to me. I accepted Christ when I was 7. But for me, Jesus was just savior of my life. In my efforts to imitate my earthly father, I quickly learned performance instead of excellence. You see, my dad wanted me to be like Christ and to be excellent in whatever I did, but I wanted my dad to be proud of me and everything I accomplished. I longed to hear him say he loved me and that he was proud of me. At age 13, I was introduced to pornography, which quickly led to masturbation and pursuit of momentary satisfaction that comes with it. I became addicted to the feeling and the brief satisfaction I found in those moments. Soon after that, I found friends that would lead me to believe that watching pornography was okay. My addiction turned into a thrill-seeking adventure, and part of the thrill was hiding it from my parents. I stayed up late at night to get onto the internet since we had dial-up, and I didn't want to tie up the phone line. My addiction intensified when puberty hit, and I would watch porn and masturbate whenever I could. From the very beginning, I knew it was wrong, and I knew I needed to share it, but I was afraid I would be condemned or disowned by my parents. At age 17, I shared my struggle with pornography with my youth group and my parents. The pain I saw in my mom's eyes broke my heart. I felt a disappointment and a failure in my family. From age 17 to 28, feelings of failure coupled with lack of accountability, authenticity would lead me to hide my struggle from everyone. I wouldn't even admit it was an addiction for 11 years. While I was living in my porn addiction, I was performing in high school and in college. I found pride in being well known as a leader in everything I did. After all, I was seeking the approval of my father. Galatians 1:10 says, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." My desire was for my dad's approval. My desire for my dad's approval kept me from being vulnerable and authentic. I became apathetic towards church and serving the Lord. In college, I climbed to the top of Pride Mountain. I was a leader and a big man on campus. As an intramural director and later homecoming king, I thought I had made it. I had accomplished something that would make my dad proud. After all, I was at his alma mater, and I was sure I would hear the words, "I'm proud of you, son." And while he did say that to me, I still felt like I had to do more. I decided to go to seminary with plans to become a college or youth pastor, so I moved to Fort Worth to get my master's in Christian education, become a pastor, and make my dad proud. In the first year of seminary, I struggled to make ends meet and lived a life full of isolation and pornography. It was a dark and lonely time for me. At the end of the year, I decided seminary wasn't worth it, and I would find life working back at the college where I was the man. To my shock, I was not hired, and I was completely devastated. I was so confused and hurt. Instead of turning to the Lord and finding comfort in him, I decided to pursue a career and find life in the corporate world. I hoped to become an executive and make tons of money. Then the downturn of the economy hit, and I was stuck in a job with no upward movement and no opportunity to grow. It didn't matter how hard I worked, there was nowhere to go. Late one night after binging on pornography, I realized that there was no life and no satisfaction in these things that I was pursuing. I got down on my knees and prayed for forgiveness and asked the Lord to show up in my life Little did I know, he had always been there and was ready to welcome me with open arms. At the time, my sister was living with me and was working full-time at a church in the area. The next step, I showed up to the service. The next Sunday, I showed up to the service. Soon, I was placed in a community of men where I confessed my struggle with pornography, and I began finding comfort in knowing that I could share openly. Soon after that, I moved to Dallas. I didn't want to move here, but through a lot of prayer and guidance from the Lord, I found myself at Watermark and in a community with men who had pushed me to Regeneration. My first night at Regen felt so awkward. I didn't feel like I fit in. I thought I wasn't that bad, but I had made a commitment to my community to go through the steps. Once I got placed in a step group, I began to admit to myself that I didn't have all the answers and that I could not manage my addiction to pornography. I began to realize the truth of why Christ came to die on the cross. Christ came to give me a new life and to make me a new person. My addiction gave me a need for a Savior. My addiction revealed to me that I can't do it on my own. Christ met me in the middle of my addiction and showed me his love. Romans 5:8 says, "But God shows his love for us in that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us." In the middle of inventory, where I was the most vulnerable, I found his love for me. I did nothing to earn it. There was no performance necessary. It's a free gift. During my time in Regen, I realized my addiction was a crutch to use to control my emotions and disappointments. When expectations weren't met through my life, I would run to pornography for feelings of comfort and control. It was my pacifier to make things feel better. In Regen, I learned I could find true rest and true comfort in the Word of God. I saw Scripture in new ways as I learned that I am not unique and that I can trust the Lord in my vulnerability. Being able to share in a safe environment and being fully known was so freeing. I didn't feel like I had to keep up with performance and make everyone proud. The first person I called in my inventory was my dad. I had no fear in the call because I knew I was forgiven by the Lord. As I made amends for all the pornography and all the places I failed him, he told me he loved me unconditionally. Nothing I did or didn't do mattered because I'm his son and I'm forgiven. The freedom I felt as I made my way through the steps gave me a deeper desire to know God's word and allow it to permeate all the areas of my life. It was so invigorating to know that I didn't have to hold everything together and that I could run to the word and find comfort and guidance for my life. The Bible became a book of wisdom and guidance. It was no longer a performer's guide for easy living. It became a lifeline to God and his words to me. After Regen, I continued with the community that pushed me to Regen. They still challenge me today and remind me that authenticity and vulnerability are invaluable characteristics of a man pursuing the Lord. I invited them into my life as I began a relationship with a beautiful woman that I'm blessed to call my wife. At a reception, my dad gave a best man speech in the front of all our friends and family. He told me he was proud of the man of God that I had become and was kind of how encouraging I am to him. It's something I so longed to hear when I was growing up, but today it's icing on the cake for me. I teared up when I heard it, but not because it was what I longed to hear, but because I knew my life was changed by Christ and that the change was affecting more and more people every day. Amy and I have been married for 3 years now, and I get the opportunity to live out the steps daily as I pursue her. She is God's tangible evidence of his grace in my life. I've learned more about my pride and control in a short time we've been married than I did in the first 30 years of my life. I also have deep friendships here leading men through the steps, from my co-lead and the coach to all the men that go into battle with me. I have found a safe place to confess and find encouragement and healing as I continue to work the steps in my own life. Lastly, I have to speak about the men I am currently leading through the steps. They are my support, my brothers in arms. We have battled through a lot this year. The victories are a sweet reminder that the battle is the Lord's. We are currently in step 12 and finishing next week. So I'm so proud of the men that they are finishing. But I will miss the consistent connection with them. One of my mentors told me, when time is long, actions matter. But when time is short, words matter. For those of you working the steps, stay the course. It's worth it. If it's your first time here tonight, I want you to welcome you to a safe place. Be vulnerable. Be authentic. There's unspeakable peace and freedom in it. My name is Eddie. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from pride and pornography. Every good and perfect gift in my story is from Him. He gets all the glory.